everyone. Welcome to the Psychology of Dating podcast. My name is Nadine Newkirk. I'm a clinical psychologist and a dating coach. For today's podcast episode, I'm going to talk about how to create your dating experience, making it something that you actively participate in rather than passively hoping that you have the best experience possible. And we'll talk about how to schedule in pleasant events and things that give you a sense of mastery. Before we jump into it, just a quick reminder, if you could give this podcast a review, whether it's a star rating or a written review, it's really helpful to get visibility for the podcast, and I read every single one of them and really appreciate it. Okay, so it's common in dating if you've been in it a while, or maybe you're really nervous, or there's some difficult feelings around it, that it starts to feel like a chore. It's something that's either really boring, or you can't be bothered, or feels anxiety-provoking or stressful. And there's a part of you that thinks, I want it to be different. And if you're anything like me, I've been in situations where I've wanted it to be different, but I haven't actually paused and stopped and thought about, what is it exactly? What are the concrete things I would want to change? I just have this vague idea of there's something better out there, other people have it, I want it, but I'm not exactly sure what it is. And there's been a couple of times when I've had really major life shifts. So for example, when there was COVID lockdown, or when I've recently just gone on maternity leave, and your whole routine and way of doing things is shaken up. And in one way, it's really stressful and scary, but in another way, it also helps you reset and kind of refresh and think about, okay, what do I want my day-to-day routines, my schedules to look like? And how can I take a part in that to actually create it? So when lockdown first happened, first of all, I was just as stressed and anxious as everyone else. But there was, when we kind of started to get into it, and it wasn't such a shock anymore, I started to have this thought of, this is a little bit exciting. Like, I've never been in this situation before where my whole schedule is just cleared all at once. I'm at home quite a lot of the time. I only have access to go out for walks sometimes. And I was curious, like, in this more challenging situation to do your normal self-care, how could I make the best out of this experience? And I wrote a list of things that I could do for enjoyment, things I could do for achievement. So this comes from cognitive behavior therapy, CBT. And the idea is that if you have in your day at least some things for pleasure, enjoyment, or mastery achievement, then that will really help with your mood. So for example, you might go to work and maybe you've driven a new route without using your navi, and that gave you a sense of achievement. Then you accomplished a work task, again, a sense of achievement. Maybe you cooked a dinner in the evening, a new recipe, another sense of achievement. Or maybe you've just been meaning to call the bank and you tick that off. Or you did some things for enjoyment. Maybe you went for, you know, half an hour walk before you went to work. Maybe you sat in the sun for your lunch break. So sprinkling these things throughout your day, and often you might be doing them without consciously realizing that you weave them into your day, but these are the things that are holding up and helping with your mood. And if you think about going into dating, we want to consciously sprinkle in things where you get a sense of enjoyment, things where you get a sense of mastery, to help you enjoy the dating experience rather than just wanting it to be different, wanting it to change, wanting to skip ahead to having, you know, a long-term partner if that's what you're looking for, and really kind of missing the journey and missing what you could have created along the way. What are some things that might be helpful to think about when you're creating your dating experience? First of all, it's really useful if you sit down and actually write out, what would my ideal dating experience look like? So you might think, I want to date someone who's really funny and I want to just laugh all the time on dates. Okay, you can't control who you meet and exactly what type of humor they have, but what you do have some influence over is creating conditions that make it feel like a relaxed kind of funny environment for you to be able to then crack jokes or see if the other person has that same type of humor. And maybe you're finding whenever you go on dates, it's after work, you're slammed, you're busy, and you just feel exhausted and you're not really in the best headspace to be having that relaxed kind of humorous environment. So is there any problem solving, anything you could do to change that in your dating experience? I know that I used to get really tired going straight from work straight into a date because my job is, you know, as a psychologist, is a lot of talking and face-to-face engagement. And I needed just a little bit of me time to recharge my batteries. So what I ended up doing is booking a yoga class directly after work and then going to the date afterwards. And I found once I'd stretched and moved my body from sitting all day, just had that time, self-reflection, not to talk, I actually enjoyed the date more, regardless who I was on the date with or, you know, how the date went. I just felt better for myself on the inside, and that meant that I could, you know, crack more jokes or things like that. I even once forgot my yoga clothes and I was so dedicated that I went out and bought a separate shirt and then I wore stretchy jeggings. And I remember the whole yoga class I was thinking, oh, the teacher's going to think, what is she doing wearing jeans in yoga? And anyway, I said that at the end to the teacher and she was like, oh, I didn't even notice. So thinking about what is your ideal dating experience? You know, where would you want to go on the dates? How would you want to feel? How would the conversation go? And thinking about what are some things for enjoyment or sense of mastery that you could sprinkle in to create that? What's another example? Maybe you're a foodie and you love trying out new restaurants, cafes. You like trying out different suburbs and getting the vibe for them. Maybe you could write out a list of 20 different places that you want to try and you slowly work through that list as you go on dates. Maybe you want to practice a skill for yourself. Maybe you find it hard to be more vulnerable, and this is something that you know would benefit your life not only in dating but with friends, family, colleagues. So maybe you practice that on dates. And that helps then, regardless what happens on that date, you feel like you've taken something away and you've gained something from this dating experience. Not just feeling like I've got a long list of, I'm putting quote marks, failures. You could also sprinkle in some things for pure pleasure, enjoyment in your dating experience. Maybe it's a great opportunity to get a new wardrobe, buy some nice new shoes, a top, and remembering that this isn't buying it for the other person, buy it for yourself, something that you would love to have in your wardrobe regardless whether you go on a date. And going on the date with this person is just a nice excuse to kind of instigate that. Perhaps you book yourself a massage in your dating experiences. Maybe that's a nice way to end your week and help you feel refreshed and help you feel more motivated in dating. So whatever it is, it's unique for everyone. What gives them a sense of enjoyment, pleasure, sense of mastery, achievement. I recommend that you write out lists, and you can write really small things to medium to large things that you could do. A helpful way to get your imagination going and think what would your ideal dating journey experience look like is to imagine tomorrow you wake up and a magic wand has been waved and everything is different. And you have a really smooth, enjoyable dating experience. Try not to go too straight away, well, I just have the amazing partner instantly, because, you know, there's not too much you can influence over that. But think about if you were to enjoy your dating experience more, whether it's for the next few months or next year, we don't know. So may as well plan to make it the most fulfilled and enjoyable experience you can. So really imagine if you wave that magic wand, what would change? How would you be different? How would the environment be different? And is there any things within your control that you can change in that, even if it's a tiny thing, a 1% thing? Okay, everyone, it was lovely speaking with you again, and I'll be back next week.